Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Random Chatter. This is another one of our top five episodes. We're doing top five surprises of 2021. So we're going to kind of run through these from five down to one for the three of us here. We got Tim and Eric with me. You guys are all set to do this?
Oh yes.
Dive right in?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So these are our biggest surprises, good or bad surprises of 2021. Doesn't mean they're expert shows or amazing shows, or just our surprises, what we were surprised most about. So let's start with the number five surprise. Tim, we get you up first here for number five. What's your number five surprise of 2021?
You know what? Actually, the one that's on here, I typed in it the wrong thing.
Okay.
Actually,
that's fine.
On the fly,
I'll be honest, I changed a couple things just before recording too.
Cruella.
Okay. Yeah.
Cruella was a big surprise for me. I am not a Disney movie fan in terms of like Disney proper. Right. I mean, it's not that I'm not a fan, but it's not something, they're not movies that I tend to gravitate toward. And this movie blew me away. I mean, a few episodes ago, I had mentioned, as being one of my top movies of the year. In fact, it was my top movie of the entire year until I saw the new Spider-Man movie. I mean, that's how darn good that movie is. So I was hugely surprised by it. We watched it a bunch of times.
I did not love it as much as you did, but I will say it is definitely one of the biggest surprises of last year, because I was not prepared for it to be anywhere near as good as it turned out to be.
Yeah, when Tim mentions this, I probably should have had it on my list too, because it was a surprise for me. I wasn't expecting it to do much. I liked what's her name in the title role?
Emma Stone.
Yeah, I like her as an actress. I think she did a good job with this. I didn't care for the portrayal of Cruella throughout.
I'm with you there.
It broke the story for me for Cruella, but it was well done.
It far exceeded my expectations. So I would count this as an honorable mention for me.
Okay. My number five surprise was Dune.
Okay.
I really thought I was going to like it, and it surprised me in the fact that it wasn't. I guess it surprised me in the fact that it went different directions than I thought it was going to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know the story. I mean, I've seen the story, two or three times now and read the book, but. It surprised me in the fact that it went had a different feel to it than any other Dune we've seen before, which I thought was refreshing, really, because it's an old story. How do you tell an old story and make it feel fresh again? But this did for me. So,
cool.
That not too much to say about that, but that's just it was a surprise for me what they did with it, and can't wait to see the second half if they ever get it done.
it was a big surprise for me too.
Because you hate
the other
it.
Way around.
Not a problem. That's why we have three.
Sorry.
Different opinions.
Yeah, that's true.
Eric, what's your number five?
So I'm gonna say this up front. I cheated a little bit with this list. There are a couple of things that I was debating whether to put them on the list and where to put them on the list, but I know you guys are also covering them. So I moved some of them into honorable mentions because I had probably 15 things that I was trying to whittle this down to. So I'm going to say there's a movie that just came out on HBO Max this past week called Nobody. I never watched Breaking Bad, so I also haven't watched Better Call Saul, but it's got the main actor from that in it. I'd recognize his name if I heard it.
Odenkirk?
Odenkirk. Somebody Odenkirk?
Yeah,
okay.
Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, okay.
So he's the main actor. Yeah. It's good. Think of it as kind of like a poor man's John Wick. And I saw the trailer and it looked very much like a poor man's John Wick. And I'm like, well, this is going to be horrible, but I'm bored. I want something to watch. It's a mindless action movie. Don't have to pay that close attention. I'm going to watch it. It was far better than I expected it was going to be. Like Lou pointed out, this is not a list of the best movies of the year or anything. This was just one of the most surprising things because I had my expectations really low. and it blew right through them. This was a far better movie than it had any excuse to be.
Okay. Very cool. Number four for me was the Marvel series What If.
Okay.
Surprising to me in the fact that I didn't know what to expect from this, and I didn't think they were going to do what they did with at the end of wrapping it all up together. Yes. I thought there'd be a few different, you know, stories and what if this, what if that. Okay, fine. But to make it into something that was compelling at the end, I thought was fantastic. So to me, that was a huge surprise because I had no idea what to expect from the What If series.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Now, you guys have the same one for number
Yeah, four. I changed my list around a little bit, and I figured this is something Tim and I could both cover simultaneously.
Okay, ready? One, two, three, go.
That was a
trick. Ghostbusters Afterlife. I was...
Yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife. Yeah,
surprised.
Yeah,
great. So it was one of those things where, you know, Lou, you always ask this question, do we really need this movie? Do we really need this sequel? Or could we have come up with something original instead? And I'm going to say that this was original where it needed to be. It paid homage to the original movie where it needed to. And I think it was kind of a perfect blend of both. I was surprised by the trailers when they came out that made it look compelling. I was surprised while I was watching the movie that it turned out to be as well written as it was. I was surprised it was as well directed as it was. I was shocked. I was shocked at the quality of acting. Especially by McKenna Grace. And we talked about this recently in Movie Chatter. This movie blew me away. I probably should go back and revise my top five best list after we discussed it on Movie Chatter. And I really sat down and thought about how good the movie is. One of the best movies of last year.
Yeah, I was thoroughly surprised by this, by the story that they gave us. I mean, the cast was good with this, but the story, the tie-in to particularly the first Ghostbusters movie was just fantastic. It was so direct, and it was done so incredibly well. I mean, this is the way that if you're going to do a sequel and you've had this many years pass, I mean, almost 40 years pass, this is how you do it. I mean, just it had its own story, but still so closely associated with the mechanics and such of the first film. And it just tied in so well. I was thoroughly impressed.
Yep. I kind of feel like maybe it should rank even higher.
I was really surprised. I had a lot of concerns going into it. And then, you know, from you, Eric, and from some other people saying, no, that this was really good. And so, you know, I gave it a shot. And yeah, I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, you know, I think that a lot of us had all these reservations about this movie because of the last Ghostbusters outing.
Yeah.
Was horrific. And, you know, I was like, oh, please, we don't need another Ghostbusters. But, you know, I agree with you guys. It was a well-done movie. It was, you know, if you're going to do a sequel, this is the way to do it. I had some more issues with it than you guys did, but I really enjoyed it though. So,
yep.
Cool. Moving on to the round of number three. Eric, you're up first this round.
The Suicide Squad. I did not like the first one. I know the first one suffered from studio interference. When I heard that they were making another one, I just rolled my eyes. I said, oh, there's no way this is going to work out well. And then James Gunn got involved in it. I said, okay, this might be tolerable. I loved that movie. It was not perfect. It was far from perfect, but it did something we haven't seen before in a fun way. It was a fun movie. Flawed. I could point out the flaws. I think I did when we covered, didn't we cover it on Movie Chatter? I think we did.
I think we did.
But still, one of my favorite movies of last year, and I was convinced it was going to be horrible. And then some of the characters, like the Weasel and Polka Dot Man.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant. It was just, it was so much fun.
I wouldn't go that
It far. Was.
I'm sorry.
Brilliantly creative. It did things we hadn't seen before, and it took things that there was no way it should have worked, and it made it work. It was brilliant in that way. Not saying it should win Academy Awards or anything. You're right. But it was creative.
I shouldn't be contradicting you because this is not about how good it was. It's about how surprised right. you were. I was surprised too, but opposite of what you did. Okay. But, you know, whatever.
And the jury is still out on what Tim is going to think when Tim watches it. But I...
True.
And maybe I'm overhyping it. I don't know. But... I was fully convinced it was going to be atrocious, and instead it was one of my favorite movies of last year.
Okay. Awesome. Tim, you're number three.
Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Okay.
The original version of this movie was just so mm-hmm. underwhelming.
Yep.
And I rolled my eyes for however long it was, two freaking years, anytime I saw or heard reference.
Oh, you
to
didn't
the
roll
Snyder
your
film.
Eyes. All three of us like just groaned and moaned and bitched about it.
Because
it should not be one of those things where fans get to complain their way into what they want.
Very true.
We were very vocal very about it.
And I never thought it was going to be made. You know, regardless of footage existing out there, I never thought that, you know, then it got to be rumored, oh, well, it's going to go out on HBO Max and HBO Max is going to invest in this. I'm like, they're not going to spend money on remaking something that came out 3 years ago. How different could it possibly be?
And
it wasn't
wrong.
Without its issues. I'm not. Yeah, we were wrong. It wasn't without its issues. It didn't even make my top 10, probably not even my top 20 films of the year, but it was freaking good. And it definitely, I mean, when my expectation was, you know, go down into the basement, dig a hole 50 feet deeper, and it was somewhere down there and it actually ended up like on the first floor, that's a heck of a difference. Yeah. I was impressed. I was hugely surprised. It was good.
I've got it as an honorable mention. I agree. I was not expecting the difference between the two cuts to be that drastic. I even knew some of the difference in the story going into it. And the difference in the execution between the two was just so much different.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it that. It was surprising for how good it was compared to what we got originally theatrically. My whole thing on it back, and we even talked about this back when we did the review, was that no studio was ever going to give him that much freedom to have a movie that long to do that with. It was, you know,
true.
He got this version because he could do whatever he wanted at this point, because it was the fans wanted it and this and that. But if it was just going to theatrical release again, even without interference from the studio, it would not have been this version of the movie.
No, it would have been trimmed down a lot, but there were still a lot of things like the difference in the color saturation made just a radical difference. Yeah. The effects on some of the bad guys and stuff. It was an interesting exercise in seeing how different editing and some different choices in the two different directors can radically change a movie. I mean, there were two different movies. And you're right about the time difference, but even if you trimmed a bunch and made them similar in length, still some radical differences left over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
My number three was Without Remorse. This is the adaptation of the Tom Clancy stuff. Okay. Not Tom Clancy. I'm drawing a blank.
I don't. John Grisham.
No.
Tom Clancy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is one of his characters from the Jack Ryan stuff. Very well. I had no idea what to expect. I thought, how are they going to really do this? It was a dark character, and it was. They changed the story a little bit for the TV series, but you know, congrats. They did a great job with this. I'm looking forward to another season if they come out with it. It was just phenomenal, and it was a surprise to me they came out with this and did such a good job with it.
I forgot to watch it.
Yeah,
you should had it on my list, and I forgot to watch it.
Put it back on there.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Who was in this? Was it Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan. Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
See, round number two here. Tim, you're up first here in the, your second most surprising video. Whatever.
The thing that jumped out to me was, and I have it here because I didn't even know about it until it came out, and that is a movie called Mosul. It's on Netflix. It was produced by the Russo brothers. And it is, it centers on a police unit from Mosul in Iraq, liberating the city. And it was just incredibly well done. Like I said, this is a movie that I didn't hear of beforehand for the production. I mean, fundamentally, almost like indie level kind of movie, yet just done extraordinarily well. And again, it had the backing of the Russo brothers in it. And when we came across it and watched it, I was just thoroughly impressed. It was really quite good. So that's, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, cool. My number two most surprising movie was Coming to America.
Oh my gosh.
And not surprising, surprising in a good way. This is more of the surprising, oh. Yep. I really wanted to like this movie. And I had gone into it thinking, yeah, it's going to be great. I can't wait. I can go back to the old thing. It's going to be awesome. And no, I was surprised. Like, you know, you bite into something that's rotten on the inside. And you're like, oh, that's a surprise I didn't really want to get. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like those chocolate, boxes of chocolate you get at the holidays. And you don't read what it is and you bite into it and you don't know what's inside and
it's like, oh, it's coconut.
Rotted, oh. Fetid flesh from like 300 years ago.
I don't know what kind of chocolate you're buying, but I'm not going
well, apparently
house.
You know, Coming to America chocolate. I tell you what, that was on my list, and it was pretty high on my list, and I shifted some things around. I moved it into honorable mentions because I saw you had it on the list. This was so bad. The only reason maybe I didn't put it on my list somewhere is because I already had kind of low expectations of it. And then it failed to even meet those. You talked, Tim, about going into your basement and digging a hole 50 feet deep. Like, that's not deep enough. This movie was uselessly bad.
I didn't think it was that terrible. It was not
bad on behalf of the people involved.
But I didn't think it was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't despise it as much as Eric did, but I was just definitely surprised by the lack of goodness it was supposed to be.
Lack of good. Didn't suck. It just had a lack of goodness. I felt ashamed.
I'm trying to be nice to it because I really wanted to like it.
I can't say never. But I can't think of a movie where I felt this ashamed for the people acting and involved in the production of the film. Like, I felt bad for them as I'm watching the movie. It wasn't even that, like, I didn't have hatred for the movie. I felt awkward watching it because it's like I'm watching the destruction of people's careers or something. Like, it was just so, I felt sympathy and empathy for them in a way that, like, it was almost like mourning someone. It was so bad. Yeah. Sorry. A little hyperbole there.
I don't know if I'm more surprised by the movie and how bad it was or Eric's reaction. Wow.
Like I said, I know it's a lot of hyperbole, but I never imagined that they would put together a movie that bad and then release it.
They did. It's called money.
They
saw dollar signs.
That's true. I mean, that's all it takes. My number two is a good one, though. And that is Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. I knew nothing about the character going into it. And of course, the trailers always look good because it's Marvel. I mean, come on. I didn't know what to expect. And I thought, okay, well, it's Marvel. We trust Marvel, right? Some of the earlier Marvel movies were not my favorites. Iron Man 2. I have a new appreciation for Thor 2, but at the time,
stop,
you know,
that.
Oh, don't even get me started on like Whiplash and anyway, that's a whole different discussion. I mean, at least they got better with Iron Man
War
3.
War Machine, hello.
This, I figured, you know, it can't be that bad. It'll be okay. It'll be fun to watch. And instead, I think it's one of the best MCU films out there. It's got such a strong story. And the directing is strong. The visuals are strong. The cinematography is strong. The effects are strong. And the acting is incredible. I don't want to say it's... I never want to say something is a flawless movie. But this is really darn close. There's very little about this movie that did not work. It was just... It was a really freaking strong movie. And it's one of the best MCU films out there. And I was not expecting it. Completely was not expecting it to be... I mean, it's got to be in like the top... At least the top five MCU movies, if not the top three. And that blew me away. Was not expecting it.
Nice. Yep. It was really well done. Very different tone from what we've seen in the first three phases. I really enjoyed it. I was very happy with it.
Okay, now for our number one surprise of 2021. Tim, you and I share this for our number one. Let's let Eric go first, since we're sharing this one. So we'll let Eric go first for his most surprising.
I couldn't pick the one you guys picked because it wasn't a surprise for me, because I'm the one that told you guys about it. And I'm surprised you didn't listen for so long. Ugh. All right. So we're back to kind of a sour note here. I don't know. In hindsight, it was really hard ranking some of these. I'm including the spoilers I got for this movie in this because I didn't know whether they were correct. So I didn't know if they would count. And after finding out that they were true, the expectations that the spoilers set for me still counts. The Matrix Resurrections was... I still think the Matrix series is one of the best science fiction worlds in a long time. The first movie for the Matrix is one of the best movies, modern movies ever made. The second and third, I know people hate them. I don't. There's a lot of good in those films. There's some bad in them too. I'm not going to lie, but there's a lot of good in both of those films. They're not as good as the first, but I accept them. They're okay. A Matrix movie doesn't have to be a perfect movie. I'm going to like it anyway. Until this piece of crap came along.
Wow.
Yeah, wow indeed. Ouch. This was such a crap fest.
Can't wait for Tuesday night.
This was the most beautifully polished piece of turd I've ever seen on screen. Wow. It was... The production quality was incredible. The casting was good. The acting was good. There were good moments in the film. It would have been nice if they would have hired a writer, though, to write, like, I don't know, a story or something, and maybe put that into the movie, because movies are kind of about storytelling. So it's nice to have a story. I'm not even picky. Like get an 8-year-old kid to write it. I don't care. But like, put something in there. This was so bad. I can't wait to discuss it with you on Tuesday night.
I am not going to have a good movie time chatter. On Tuesday night. I can tell you right now.
I'm going to save the gold for movie chatter. Tuesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
But I could not believe that Warner Brothers would allow a Matrix movie to be produced and to have so little oversight over the fact that there's no movie there. There's no story. There's no story. I couldn't believe that they would do it. It was, they destroyed their franchise, a money-making franchise. And yeah, they made money from it because people didn't realize what a crap fest it was going to be. And they're done. There's not going to be any more. Like it's dead in the water. That was my number one biggest surprise of 2021.
Wow. So let's finish this on a high note then, Tim.
Yes, please do.
Our biggest surprise of 2021 was Squid Game.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, I totally
absolutely
didn't
incredible
expect
series.
Anything from this. Because I, you know, said, hey, you gotta watch this. It was getting a lot of press, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't usually like watching subtitled stuff, and usually things that are made in a different country sometimes are not easy to follow sometimes, just the culture.
Yeah, cultural differences and relevancies.
And I'm like, do I really want to invest my time in watching this? And I am glad I did, because I was pleasantly surprised at how well this went through.
So I have gotten so used to watching things, particularly Star Wars and Marvel stuff, with closed captioning on. Watching something subtitled is not distracting at all.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of, it's become a lot easier to do.
It used to be, but now it is just not. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, wow, the story was just fantastic. It was, you know, largely original. It was really well done. It was extraordinarily violent and gory. But it would not like, maybe a little bit to excess.
Violent to excess.
Yeah. It also wasn't out of place either. Like it all matched with the story. And even though the story had some level of outrageousness to it, it was actually like not entirely unbelievable. Like it's something that could actually viably happen. Which I think is also another thing that made it like so intriguing and riveting to watch. And I mean, truly, like it was such a bingeable series because it was so darn compelling. Like you get to the end of one episode and you're like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen next? I have to know now.
Right.
It just kept rolling. It's such a darn good series. Really, really enjoyed it. Does not need a sequel. Don't do a sequel.
The CEO of Netflix just posted yesterday that they could not be more excited about the sequel they're developing right now.
I'll watch it because I'm like, but it doesn't need one.
Yeah, that's, I feel the same way, Tim. I was like, when I saw that yesterday, I'm like, I hope they don't destroy this, because now there's gonna be interference, because Netflix is gonna want to have input.
That's my concern. You know, I think there's more world building that could be done there, but now the expectations are so high, they're gonna overthink it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the only reason
that's my worry,
not everything needs a sequel. I understand the whole they love money thing. Totally get it.
It's not just that the fans love money, are demanding one too.
Wildly popular.
There are a lot of people who want a sequel.
They're I understand that. I get that people gravitate toward the things that they like.
Yeah.
But we also have to look at sequels historically, and sequels historically don't do well.
Yeah.
That's the freaking
the fan
problem.
Shouldn't always get what they want. And I'm speaking as a fan. No. I want things I want, but I should be okay if I don't get them.
Yeah.
If it's for my best interest, you know, sometimes your parents know best, right? I mean, they're gonna tell you what you can and can't do. And you know,
I would rather be left wanting more than getting more and saying,
Matrix
oh, I didn't
Resurrections.
Want that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's the more, you know, sequels that we get or TV series that go on way too long longer than they should have. And end on a high note. And I know that is a hard thing to do.
It is, yeah.
To end on a high note, because yes, there's fans that love it. And again, you know, studios love money and they can say, oh, you know what? We can do another season out of this, or we can do a sequel and we're still going to make money. But then you're just, if it's not meeting expectations, it's just going to put a, you know, sour taste in people's mouth.
And then it ruins
people are going to talk about, the first three seasons of The Walking Dead were fantastic. That's all people are going to talk about.
This rant brought to you by Tim from randomchatter.com.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
It's sad, but Tim's
no, absolutely. Right. You know, the only reason I didn't have this on my surprises list is because I saw the teaser for it on Netflix, and I thought it looked really interesting, and it was exactly what I thought I was going to get out of the show. So it was right there with my expectations. It was one of the best. I think I had it on my, I think I had it as the best show of last year for my best of list. I think it was my number one. It wasn't a surprise to me, because as soon as I saw the trailer, I'm like, oh, this is exactly the type of thing I'm looking for. And then I watched it and I was like, yep, I was right. So, but I think a lot of people got surprised by this in 2021, and it just, it came out of nowhere. Blew up. Like, it was all over, the news, mainstream news websites, CNN, USA Today, whatever. It was everywhere. People were talking about it. It blew up. And for a foreign TV show in the US to blow up that big, I can't think of another example. Like, that, it's unheard of.
No, it is. It really is unheard of. Well, guys, that's the end of our top five list. Is there anything else you want to throw in there that's honorable mention that we haven't talked about already? I don't have anything else myself, but what about you guys? Tim, anything?
For me, Cowboy Bebop was also a big surprise. And I'm talking the live action version of it. The anime is legendary. And for this live action one, I mean, Eric, you were the first of us to watch it, and everything you said about it was like, it checked off the on the list of all the things that Tim likes. So I'm like, well, crap, I'm going to go watch this. And it checked off all the things that Tim likes.
Right.
It was amazing. Beyond that, I am just really surprised at the amount of quality content that has been available to us, particularly given where we are in the pandemic and looking at production delays that we have had in so many things and that kind of stuff. And even though things have been delayed, we got a lot in 2021. We got a real lot. Just really very happy.
I'm going to say to that point, I was surprised at how many things that so you're right. We got a larger quantity of big things than I think we were expecting. And that was a surprise. I was surprised that going over this list, I found so easily so many things I didn't like. And I, believe it or not, I typically tend to err on the side of everything has something you can get out of it that's good. There's always something you can walk away from a TV show or a movie and enjoy. Yeah, we analyze and we critique and things like that. But Lou, you're pointing at me.
Yeah, Eric, keep that in your mind for Tuesday night. Just
I've been trying. I've been digging deep, trying to. I said the production quality was good. You'll see. There's some good things about Matrix Resurrections. It just doesn't compensate for the bad. But I was surprised at how many things I had a hard time taking off of my worst movies list from last year. But I will say this. The overall quality of Netflix films in 2021 and even going back into late 2020, I was surprised. I was not expecting Netflix to be able to keep up with the major studios as far as movies that were at least a lot of fun. Maybe not, Academy Award winning films, but there were a lot of Netflix releases over the last year that stood out and were either really good or at least most people felt they were really good. Like, they delivered. I was impressed. I was not expecting that. But that's all I got.
Well, very good. Yeah. Well, guys, that wraps up our 2021 surprises. We did our best. We did our shows. We did our disappointments. And we've done our surprises.
Yeah. So. Now we're going to have to come up with some new top five lists.
Yeah, so if there's things you guys want us to do a top five list of, by all means, send us an email. Let us know what you think we should be doing. But if you like these kind of shows in general, I mean, we have fun doing them. I think they're, who doesn't like a top five, top 10 list, right?
Everybody.
I mean, they're just good things to have. Yeah.
You could do top five list of people who like top five lists. No?
Nope. No.
Well,
we're not
then in that case, Tim.
We're actually, that is one we are not going to do.
We need people to comment down below on our YouTube page. Go to youtube.com/randomchatter. Put in the comments what you want to see us do top five lists of. It can be, we've got a lot of like crazy ideas, like top, we can even do top 10 if it's something we can keep short, like top five or 10 best Jedi or top five best movie vehicles or top five best colors, like anything. Okay. top five things we're looking forward to the most in 2022. Chartreuse, yeah, maybe on that list. I don't know. Could be a top five surprising color. Right? I don't know.
There you go.
But let us know. Throw out some ideas. We don't care how zany or crazy they are. You know, just let's just have fun with it.
We do.
Tim cares. I don't care. I just want to have fun. So, but that's going to do it for this episode of Random Chatter. So keep in mind, we do live recordings every Sunday night at about 8 p.m. Eastern. We also typically do them on Tuesday nights at 8:30 p.m., most Tuesday nights. We will be back next week with more Force Chatter covering the Book of Boba Fett. We will be covering Matrix Resurrections this Tuesday night. You do not want to miss that one, let me tell you. Oh, no. It's going to be fun. Be there live for that one if you can. Again, about 8:30 p.m., maybe 8:45 if we're running late on Tuesday night. We already mentioned, go to randomchatter.com/YouTube or youtube.com/randomchatter. Hit the subscribe and like button, and you can hit the notification button to find out when we go live there. You can also join our Discord server at randomchatter.com/Discord. randomchatter.com/store is a great place to pick up sweatshirts, t-shirts, hoodies with the show logos on them as well, and help support the network. So that is going to do it for this episode. We will see you again soon. Until then, take care.